Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Folks, welcome back to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo in the world. My name is Tim Kennedy. With me, as always, Alex Bradford. AB, what did you think of the first episode of Ari's season?
I'm excited, Rim.
Okay, that was my second question.
If I'm excited or not, I'm very excited. I love Ari. Love the guy.
Okay, that was my third question. What did you think of Ari? All right, fourth question.
Okay, let's just get through all the questions.
Last question, just general
thoughts.
Like all
the girls. Like the girls.
Yeah, the girls
like
are great.
The girls too. Girls the are great. Women. Ari's great. Season's going to be great.
It's going to be a great, great season. I feel terrible for people boycotting this season because Ari's old or for whatever, or because it wasn't Peter. That's the worst reason to boycott
this
season.
Worst
not even close.
Reason. Listen, Peter would have sucked. We wouldn't be doing this show if Peter. Yeah, we would. We'd still be doing it, but it wouldn't be as good if it was Peter. I can guarantee that.
AB, my notes are littered with jabs at Peter, so get ready for that. And we liked Peter, but folks, he cannot. There's no way Peter could have carried it. We're alienating a lot of people by talking shit about Peter right off the jump. We'll get to it later.
Listen, Peter is a great, great guy. The number one husband material that I might have ever seen on this show. But in terms of the Bachelor, being the Bachelor, having the moxie, having the it factor that you need to be the Bachelor, I'm not sure he has that. And I think he'd put us all to sleep.
He would definitely put us to sleep. Just so we're clear, Rim and AB are going to be pro Ari. Like it or not, we're pro Ari. We're not going to be apologists. We're not going to go that far. We're not going to agree with everything he says or does.
I'm going to be an apologist.
Yeah, me too, a little bit. I can rationalize every dumb thing he said and did.
Speak for yourself.
I will say, though, AB, that not all of Bachelor Nation is pro-Ari. That goes without saying. I just saw a headline. This was the lowest rated Bachelor season premiere of all time. All time.
Okay, here's the thing, though. There's a lot of factors the numbers. Let me just explain the numbers to you, Rim. Number one, it was on fucking New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Which seems like a disaster time to you're going up against college football playoffs, which you're getting rid of, you know, all the sports fans out there aren't going to watch. Like, I didn't watch it live.
Yep.
So
in college football playoff, if you're like married and your husband want, you know, if you're under the stereotype, your husband want to watch the football and you want to watch the Bachelor, like the, you know, one of the three biggest games of the year is going to win out over one episode of a Bachelor franchise TV show.
And you don't have to watch the Bachelor live. You pretty much have to watch a sporting event live. So it went
great
up against
point.
One of the biggest sporting events of the year.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Great.
I don't know why they did that. Why didn't they just push it back a day?
Makes no sense to me. Not only that, next Monday is going to be during the national championship game.
Yeah.
So just wipe the South. Two SEC teams, wipe the South out of watching this episode.
That's a great point. They should have pushed it back 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have started this week or next week.
So based on all those factors,
you should have done it Tuesday.
Based on all those factors, Rim and AB can unequivocally say that this was the most successful Bachelor season premiere of all time. So congrats to Ari and the producers and everyone involved with the show. Good job, everyone. Anyway, let's get into it. Just like just like our show right now, the actual show had a really way too long of an intro about Ari. Almost 10 minutes long.
So I didn't watch the pre-Ari show get to know Ari because I already know the guy like the back of my hand. But people are telling me that it was basically just that.
Yep. Yes, it was. It was a lot of that same footage. It was a lot of that same footage. I'll put it this way. There was nothing new in the first 10 minutes of this show. So, but anyway, they did recount, for those who didn't see that either, they did recount the devastating breakup with Emily. There was something new. Sean Lowe came in. And if you don't like Ari for whatever reason, or you're on the fence, he has Sean Lowe's seal of approval. So what more could you need in terms of character? And just, you know, where he's at in his life, AB. He sells real estate now. He doesn't race as much. He's got more of a stable home life. He's ready, AB. He's 36 and he's ready.
Hey, Rim, I was, speaking of Sean Lowe, I was with some people recently, including my wife, and I think we might be in the minority of people that like Sean Lowe.
What do they not like about him?
I'm not sure. I'd like some people in the Rosecast Nation to maybe tell us if they like Sean Lowe still, or if Rim and AB are fucking lame for liking Sean Lowe.
If people don't like Sean Lowe, then that just proves that Bachelor Nation will put everything on a pedestal and then slowly tear it down and end up hating everyone and everything involved with it. Because there's nothing wrong with Sean Lowe. If you want more Sean Lowe talk, I would recommend binging. Rim and AB recapped the Emily season of The Bachelorette recently. And all those episodes are available. And they're good and they're tight. They're about 30 minutes long instead of an hour and a half like this is on track to be. Let's get to the people, AB. First, Chris Harrison invites us to take a look at some of the contestants with the at-home profiles. Number one, Chelsea, 29, Portland, Maine. Age will be mentioned this season quite frequently.
It has to be.
It has to be mentioned. Chelsea is a single mother and a real estate executive assistant who's looking for a male father figure for her son. Folks, off the bat, that seems like a good match for Ari, because we know he is willing to be a father. He was 5 years ago, so you know he's ready now.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but during Emily Maynard's season, Ari reveals that he was previously dating a single mother.
Too. It's a borderline fetish for the guy when you
get it. Seems like it fits in real good with the people Ari's dated in the past.
Next up, Caroline, 26, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, real estate agent.
She said she grew up around cars.
Yeah,
what do you think she meant by that, Rim? Like, I grew up around cars too, in the sense that my parents had cars. That's what I got from her, is that she didn't know anything about cars, but she said she grew up around them.
That was very weird. The way she said it was like, a lot of people I know grew up in the Oregon Trail and they weren't around cars. I grew up around cars, so I get it. There's a lot of pandering going on with the racing here. Blatant pandering.
Too much. Too much race talk.
Mikkel, 23, from Utah. I listed her as the world's most annoying photographer, AB. You've had a lot of engagement photos, wedding photos, kid photos. Were they all like, oh my God, kiss her, dip her down, love, so jealous of your love.
I didn't bat an eye when I saw Mikkel doing this. I mean, as you know, I've experienced many photography sessions in my life, and they're all pretty much like that.
Nysha, 30, from Anderson, South Carolina, an orthopedic nurse, AB, and weirdly is into blood. A little too much blood talk for my liking. I'm not a blood guy.
Yeah, nah, I don't like that. I love the fake nurse scene, though. Looked like a scene from Grey's Anatomy. There's like machines beeping. It seemed like someone was about to die.
I didn't bat an eye when I saw that. Now that you mention it, like, yeah, why would they let the Bachelor cameras in the emergency room?
Fake-ass hospital scene.
Tia, Wiener, Arkansas, physical therapist, basically a Raven clone, and is actually close friends with Raven. A better Raven, in my opinion. But AB, were you put off by the fact that they're literally recycling characters now?
No, I'm cool with it.
All right. Kendall, 26, from Los Angeles, collects taxidermy. AB, where does taxidermy rank on your list of whitest things you can do?
It's near the top, Rim.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine hanging out with this woman at her home, things starting to heat up, lights are low, and you got a fucking a head of an ibex on her wall staring down at you. Big long devil horns.
This is something I completely do not fuck with.
It goes so far as to say instant deal breaker. Finding out if a woman collects taxidermy.
Yeah, yeah. If I go over to Kendall's house and she's got also my wife's Kendall. So
yeah, that threw
works.
Me off.
I don't know which one I'm talking about anymore. But if I went over to this girl's house and she had a big bear on the wall, I'd instantly leave. I don't play that.
What about, which is worse, a head of an animal on a wall hung up as a trophy, or
head on the wall? I don't need you even finish.
All right, really? Like, if there was a full bear, like at McBride Natural History Museum at the University of Iowa, going like, roar, like, you know,
are you talking about like
stuff?
A stand-up bear, or like a bear rug with the head?
Oh, bear rug's repulsive. That's it. Bear rug is an instant turnaround and walk out of the building for me. But a full bear, that's cool. Like an educational.
That's cool.
Borderline.
That's cool. Right. Yeah.
Becca, the infamous Becca, BEKAH. Wow. No age given. What does the wow mean, AB?
How old is this girl, Rim?
I'm just going to tell it because, you know, I'm tired of people talking about it. She's 22.
Do you know it?
Yeah, she's 22. Okay. Which is like, there are two or three people that are 23, so not that big of a deal.
What's the big deal then? I thought it was going to be way young, like 20, like couldn't drink or something.
Oh, that would be way more entertaining if we had.
That's
right.
That's what I thought it'd be. I mean, you're putting a target on your back if you don't reveal your age, because then you just have people guessing whether you're way too young or too old.
She's a nanny to a 15-month-old baby. The first short-haired contestant ever, AB. That's a fact. Look it up. There's never been a short-haired bachelor
that
contestant.
Can't be true.
Ever. It's true. Never. Period. Look it up.
Wow.
You should know better than I do.
I mean, I just didn't think that would be possible for all these seasons.
AB, she's a rock climber for leisure. Okay. And I don't know. Like, there's something to this girl, AB. Are you in or out on Becca, possibly the most controversial contestant of the season?
I'm a fan of Becca.
Huge fan. I'm a huge fan. Me. I just finished your sentence. AB's also a huge fan. Next up, Marique, 27, Salt Lake City, Utah. She's a restaurant owner. I don't have, the only thing I got of Marika is her teeth are like cartoonishly perfect. Intimidating. I could not.
Intimidating teeth?
Intimidating teeth.
Yeah.
Especially for me. I would only be thinking about my disgusting teeth by comparison. Deal breaker. Intimidatingly perfect teeth are a deal breaker. You got anything on Crystal, the health and fitness coach, 29 from San Diego?
I didn't really get her story. She's talking about how her brother might be homeless, so then she now gives out like goodie bags to homeless people. I didn't quite follow it.
Hey, also, people get a lot of shit for, they make fun of people who like sell stuff on Instagram or they want to be Instagram models.
Sure.
Mock that at your own, like, what's the word? I'm missing the word. Don't mock it, because if you get a 500,000 followers and you're a fitness person, you can make big money. I mean, the Kardashians' number one source of income, I imagine, is their social media following. So yep. Roast that if you want. At your own, what's the word I'm looking for? Risk. God. It's not that difficult of a word. All right, here we go. Let's move on. The limo arrivals, AB. Before we get started, I just want to reiterate that Ari is the man.
Do you think he's too gray, Rim? Is now the time to bring up the gray? Couldn't they give him a little, just a little, you know, a little dye?
One
little something.
Touch of gray, comb
just
through.
A touch, just a comb through.
Like
the
a 20% reduction in gray. Yeah, it's bad. As a guy who's getting gray hair, I mean, I'm not in a position to talk, but it's at times it's a mortifying amount of gray. Caroline, first up, she's the real estate agent from Florida. If you and I both play our cards right, maybe we'll both be off the market. AB, first of many puns, what'd you make of it?
I'm a Caroline guy, Rim. I can already tell. I'm a big fan. I think she's going to go far.
Okay, I'm with you. Chelsea, the single mom. This is before she turned into the villain. AB, she got out of the limo, and everyone in Bachelor Nation thought it was Olivia from Ben's season.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
Yeah,
great point.
She looks exactly like her.
And she acts like her.
Yeah. I bet she ripped, if you go back and watch that episode, I bet she ripped quotes from Olivia. I mean, she did the same things that Olivia did. She was the first to go interrupt twice. You know what I mean?
Chelsea knows what she is doing. She's here to get followers. She's here to make a name for herself. She does not care if she gets with Ari, but she needs to make it far, and she needs to get on TV as much as possible. And she's done that. I bet if you counted up the, you know, the cutscene interviews, she was number one by far.
Yeah. We love the show, but I didn't go that far statistics-wise. No. Kendall, the taxidermy woman, she's got a pink shimmer dress. I thought it were the early on when the ones were quick, I had made a lot of dress notes, so bear with me there.
Okay.
Doesn't make a huge first impression.
No, she didn't say anything. She was just nervous.
Yeah. Well, that's because we had to skedaddle on to CNAB. Possibly the most beautiful woman in the room. Stunning. I mean, I have a bullet point one that's stunning, and then bullet point two is stunning dress as well. She gave Ari the elephant cufflinks, which I thought was cute.
I liked it.
AB, what do you got on CN?
I think she's a front runner, truthfully.
Yeah.
CN's a front runner.
We got a lot of shit for not doing a cast preview this year, but we did look at the cast beforehand. And I made up my mind about a lot of these people were like based on headshots and their answers to bio questions.
Yep.
CN said something about elephants. I'm like, all right, she's a night one. This is weird. She's a night one reject. I thought Crystal was going to be a gem and she was not. I thought CN was whack and she is not. I don't think we're ever going to do a cast preview again, folks, because I want to get to know the people before I make my judgments, period.
Yeah,
CN, front runner.
It's just too hard to get something from these weird questions they ask them because all of them have big time mess ups in the answers.
Tia, the Raven clone. Great green dress. Weird, like some chain, gold chain shit going on in the back. What did you make of her wiener bit?
I'm never a fan of the crude jokes, Rim. You know that about me. No, I'm not playing that. The one thing is, Ari didn't seem to get it, though.
I thought it was a touch forced. I thought it was better than I expected, but yeah, it didn't make it. Because here's the thing. A bunch of women are coming up and going, hey, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so state. She's from Wiener, Arkansas. Ari, that probably didn't register with Ari that she, you know, Wiener, Arkansas. And then she does the Wiener joke, and he's like, why is this Wiener joke happening? But I will say that he handled all these bombed situations well. Like, remember how Nick would be like fumbling around with everyone?
Yeah.
Even this, you know.
Nick makes it worse.
Nick makes it worse. Ari makes it better. Next up, Bibiana. Not much here. I mean,
another racing pun.
Imagine having weeks to come up with a good racing pun, and the best you can do is you have my heart racing. That's the best you can do. You got to outsource that, Bibiana. Bree, 25, sports reporter, tosses him a softball, which would have been a disaster because those things are big and rock hard, and there's no indication that Ari's good with his hands. AB, you got anything on Bree?
I was a fan of Bree.
She didn't get much airtime after this.
No,
to the point
didn't.
Where I didn't know if she got a rose or not. I couldn't remember.
Did she get a rose?
We'll find out at the end of the episode.
I just looked at, my notes and I wasn't sure. I was about to call her a front runner, but then I didn't realize if she got a rose or not. I can't remember.
All right, Bree, possible front runner or maybe the worst. We'll find
maybe
out.
Maybe home.
Jenny, 25, graphic designer in a pink dress. Anything on Jenny?
No.
Brittany J, she's 27. What'd you make of the nice butt bumper sticker?
No. Pass.
Okay. Ari says he doesn't have a good butt. And on your behalf, I would like to roundly agree. The guy's butt stinks, AB. Bad butt.
I mean, he's got my body type, Rim.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. Him being a professional athlete for so many years, and he really does. I mean, AB's got a bad butt. As do I. I mean, don't get it twisted. Used to rock a little something, but now we're old and we just sit on our butts all day. And so does Ari. Ari's 36.
Flat
no
butts.
Butt there. Flat butts. Can't squat nothing.
Nope.
Jacqueline, 26. Anything on Jacqueline? Might not have even written her name down.
I didn't write her name down.
That's how quick it was.
I don't have her here.
I would put Jacqueline in this super deep sleeper category because I think she's normal.
Oh, I know Jacqueline now. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Crystal, 29. I had Crystal pegged as a top contender based again on the cast bios and headshots. I think the producers thought she might be too, because they made it seem like Beauty from Beauty and the Beast was getting out the limo.
Oh, she does the bit with him closing his eyes and holding his heart.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even. Oh, terrible. Terrible yeah. bit. One of the only mm-hmm. bad intros of the year.
She's all over the place.
Crystal, high upside. All classifiers, high upside, but also potential to go home next episode.
Ari comes with, I needed that, as she's walking away. Here's the thing. Here's the thing I noticed about Ari. I got the feeling he didn't know he was like still on. He was mic'd up as they were leaving, as they were walking away. All the girls. He'd say the most random stuff that didn't seem like he felt like he was on camera.
A lot of it was like, oh, he's just being nice. Like, he's being too nice to these bad intros. Some of it was like, he'd like look at a girl's butt behind yeah. like, walk away and he'd be like, damn. Like, it's not like, all right, you're still, yeah, you're on camera, bud.
Still mic'd up, bud.
Next up, Valerie. No, excuse me, Nysha. She's 30 and got almost no, we barely even saw
her face.
They
didn't show her combo. Yeah,
they didn't show anything. Valerie, 25, with the golden rod, the golden yellow dress, AB, with the shimmer sequins. Standout dress.
And the purple hue in her hair.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Valerie was barely on screen, which is a shame because I didn't even remember that she had purple hair. Mm-hmm. If you had purple hair, you'd think you would be a standout character. Not the case for Valerie thus far. Okay, here we go. Becca rolls up in the classic red Mustang. Rim and AB, not car guys, but even that took our breaths away, I'll go ahead and claim. I got Becca pegged. Confident, energetic, doesn't seem like your typical 22-year-old wannabe Instagram star, even though she might be. She doesn't mm-hmm. seem like it. Obviously, I'm making excuses for her.
Listen, I got Becca as my current winner. Or...
Whoa.
Next Bachelorette, you hear me?
Next Bachelorette?
Whoa. You understand me? We need a little something Whoa. Different in the franchise, and Becca's just the gem that you need.
Yeah.
The spark plug.
Just because she's the youngest does not mean she's the most immature. Once we meet the women here, I mean, Becca does not seem like the most immature of the bunch. Not by a long shot.
Her energy just, you know, it shines through the screen when you're watching. Wow.
And she is running the show when she's... I think Ari is intimidated by this 22-year-old woman. She's confident. A lot of the women on this cast... Go ahead.
Here's the thing. She's so cool. Ari knows he's not as cool as her, so he's trying to impress her the whole time. That's how this relationship's going to go.
Yep. We find out later that she's not afraid to call him out. This, just a comment about the cast in general... It's loaded. Number one, there's no fake jobs. There's no joke. There's no joke cast members. It's loaded with confident women who are like Ari seems like he's along for the ride in a lot of these mm-hmm. conversations because they're running the show. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro Becca.
Yeah, I am too.
Tia had a funny comment. She says, damn, that was a sexy entrance and a sexy car, and I walked in with a little wiener. So already we got people second-guessing their own decisions.
When you roll up in the whip, the Benzo with the ceiling missing, you got everyone scared.
Yeah. Jenna, 28, social media manager from Raleigh, North Carolina. One of the only bad intros. Something about needing someone to take over the world. AB
got
silence
nothing on
speaks
her.
Volumes.
Got nothing on her. Her entrance.
Jessica, the Canadian TV show host. She gave Ari a gratitude rock.
No clue what a gratitude rock is. I did like Jessica, though.
I love Jessica. Liked her. I thought before the season, I thought, okay, here's a contender. Obviously, someone who's on TV for a living is going to mm-hmm. shine under the bright lights of Bachelor Mansion. To me, the gratitude rock was like, what is he supposed to do with that? Is he just going to put it in his pocket?
He's going to throw it in the shrubs behind him as she walks away.
He's a gentleman, though, AB. And he plays along. But I would have said, this is what you come with. You give me a rock. Next up, Marique.
little salt and pepper pun here. Maybe the best pun of the night, AB. It was quick, but it was in there. She's ready for some, she's a cook, and she's ready for some salt and pepper. That's talking about Ari's hair. Bet you didn't even pick up on that.
I didn't even pick that up. I did not pick that up.
Olivia, 23 years old. Not a great move from Olivia here, because she says, I loved you on Emily's season. Olivia was like 17 when Emily's season aired. It's kind of a weird thing to think about. Becca K, we're almost done here, folks. Not really. Becca K, traditional spelling of Becca, which I don't appreciate. Now that I'm a pro BKH guy, I like my Beccas have weird spellings. 27, publicist from Minneapolis. She's the one who made Ari get down on one knee and ask, are you ready to do the damn thing or something along those lines? What'd you think of that, AB?
I kind of liked it. I didn't have a problem with it.
I think it's a lame idea, but she's got a good personality.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
So much better than... There's a lot of symbolism there, too. It's a lot better than like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. Like, you're even hotter in person. Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. No, I'm pro Becca.
Come with something original.
Hey, and sometimes when you try to do something nobody else has ever done in the history of this show, sometimes you swing and a miss, but I appreciate the swings. Lauren S., social media manager from Dallas, Texas. A lot of Dallas people on these shows the last couple years. AB, she's 31. She's age appropriate. She said, I'm so glad it's you. A very simple but effective intro. Anything on Lauren S.?
Lauren S. had great energy. I loved what she brought out of the limo. Loved it.
Positivity.
Oh, yeah. Smiling, just megawatt smile. Ear to ear.
Lauren J., speaking of age appropriate, Ari's 36. Lauren J. is 33. Thus far, the oldest contestant. Okay. Recent master's grad from Louisiana State. Looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Down south, Louisiana. Gives them the Mardi Gras things. Anything on Lauren J.?
Nope. At this point, I was just trying to figure out how I'm going to keep these Laurens straight in my head.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue for us. Quick comment about the age thing. This is a point made by my sister that I think is very salient. It is a very bad look that so many of these women are mid and low 20s. Okay? Mm-hmm. Given the reaction to Ari as The Bachelor and the common criticisms of the show, ABC should have known better. It is absolutely preposterous that none are as old as him or older. None. Zero. The viewers who remember Ari from 5 years ago are in their 30s and 40s, right? And some of them are his age. So the people who remember Ari and like Ari, have positive memories of Ari, are now watching him being chased by mostly 20-something women. Not a good look, not a good way to engender positive vibes among your viewership. It's not Ari's fault. Ari apologists. Just a dumb move by ABC. My opinion.
Yes. But,
yeah, big but.
That being said, Rim, big but. If you want more drama, you go with the younger cast. They have a bachelor that not everyone's agreeing with, so they bring in a bunch of young kids to spark up some drama.
Yeah. I don't want the first couple episodes of The Bachelor to have a bunch of contestants that are responsible drinkers. That's not what
no.
I want.
Oh, no. But speaking of that, Rim. I'm glad you brought up the responsible drinking. I don't think they drink as much anymore.
No.
I think after the Corinne and DeMario deal, there's a strict drinking policy there. You didn't see anyone. There were a lot of scenes where people didn't even have drinks. Like, they'd just be sitting around and nobody had a drink in their hand.
Didn't notice that, but that's why you're the historian. It's true. The only mixed drink I noticed was someone handed it to Ari when he showed up. But yeah, mostly champagne. So
yeah,
and you can't slug a bunch of champagne. At least I can't.
Maybe they probably cut off the brown liquors, Rim.
Yeah, they probably cut. Rim and AB wouldn't have a fun time in the Bachelor Mansion. All right, Lauren B, 25, silver Game of Thrones dress. I had. She kind of got the shaft on the intros because by this point her storyline was just like, oh, it's Lauren's. Another Lauren.
Yep. Yeah.
Lauren G, 26. Will obviously be known on this podcast as Black Lauren, I think, for the sake of...
Hey, How the fuck else are we going to differentiate these girls?
Well, we could use their last initial, but she's got a great black dress with some diamonds on the side or something, or rhinestones. I don't know what the materials are, okay, people? I just know how to describe them. Anything on Lauren G?
No, nope, seems like a good girl.
Agreed. At this point,
like at this point, it was all about the Laurens. It had nothing to do with the girls. I have nothing else to say.
Imagine being one of the Laurens getting in the limo full of other Laurens, and
all
just
stuck us all together. Yep. Okay, yep. Okay. I see what this is going to be.
Yep. Ashley, 25. She's a real estate agent in Florida. She brings the racing flag. Boring, lame, not interested. I will say her dress a little too bottle service in Las Vegas-y type of fit. Anything on Brittany T, a tech recruiter in Austin, Texas?
She comes out. She tries to speak Dutch. She can't do it. That was the end of it.
Oh, okay. I said she looks like a young Stacey Dash, which is the highest compliment you can pay someone.
Okay. Where did I write that? I said that at some point.
Really? Where would they be? Great minds.
Brittany T? Yeah.
Amber, 29.
Stacey Dash is the girl from Clueless, right? I said the black girl from Clueless.
Yes.
What she looks like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who is 50 now and looks the same. So, big things ahead for Brittany T. Amber, 29, owns a spray tan company in Denver. AB, I think I know what you're going to say about this joke. You can admit, hey, not safe for work joke coming up, folks. So, if you're listening with the speakers on at work.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you remember this? You must have just in one ear out the other. It was so bad, AB. She says she owns a spray tan company. You can imagine in my line of work that I see a lot of dicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So let's just hope you're not one. Number one.
Okay.
That sounds like a threat. And number two, why do you see so many penises? People don't get their dick spray tanned, AB. Do they do that?
Also, it's private.
Yeah.
It's private. You're not in there. People aren't in there while you're getting a spray tan. I don't know anything about spray tans, but I know for a fact that there's not people in there while you're disrobing. You didn't see any dicks.
I think,
hopefully.
Nope.
And if you throw this girl in jail, Rim.
You're okay. Number one, you're wrong.
They're in prison.
You're wrong. There are spray tans, and I think Rosecast Nation can vouch for this. I wouldn't know, obviously. I'm more of a natural glow guy myself. There are spray tanning places where you go and someone sprays you with a gun because
they ensure
it's even.
But they don't. Are they naked? Are you naked?
I don't know why
someone,
you would possibly
someone tell
be naked.
Us, are you naked in this situation? That seems very awkward.
So are men like not allowed to own spray tanning companies? Because that would be a predatory situation if you have women coming and getting disrobing and you spraying them with a gun of gold sticky stuff. Weird. Spray tanning is weird. She's weird for making that joke. Anyway, Allie. 27, a personal stylist from, you guessed it, AB, Dallas, Texas.
The worst entrance of all time. She had him smell her pits. Her armpits. Can you think of anything? I mean, I'm sure she smelled great, whatever. Girls usually don't smell bad, but I'm not smelling anybody's pits, Rim.
No. Yeah, me neither. Probably not. Maybe not.
You seem like you.
No, I'm with you. But she did follow it up with a pun. Maybe saved it. She says, was this not the best pit stop of your life?
That didn't save shit, Rim.
I mean, just trying to help her out, Allie.
I would have not only would I have declined to do what she asked me to do if I was Ari, I would have sent her home
AB,
on the spot.
We just nailed something. They need to combine this show with the MTV classic dating show Next.
Yeah.
They need to give people to come out the limo, do their entrance, and then have the lead go, next, period. That needs to happen. And there needs to be 50 contestants on night one, so they whittle down 25 straight out of the limo.
He necks a bunch right out of the limo.
Imagine how high stakes the intros become if you could get nexted immediately. It's got to happen. Next up, Annalise, 32, an event designer from San Francisco. Annalise is the one with the eye mask, AB. For the kissing bandit thing. Didn't understand the connection, but something about stealing kisses.
Or is the kissing bandit. What do you not understand?
I know,
about
but
it?
why is she the bandit? Is it Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
Give the mask to Ari.
She's
the one who's the bandit.
She's just making a joke about Ari being the kissing bandit, so she wore a kissing bandit outfit. You're looking way too much into it.
Not really. I poked an instant humongous hole in her logic there. Okay? She's not the kissing bandit. Ari is.
She wore a costume, but a really good, good costume, because Ari needs to see what's under that mask.
Yes.
So you know he's going to get some quality time with her later. I loved this move by her.
Yes, it was a great move. She's age appropriate. Annalise, not a deep sleeper, but a sleeper. A sleeper. Because I don't think many people would have watched that episode and thought she's a contender, but I think she's got some staying power.
I do too.
Next up, final contestant, Mikkel. 23, the annoying photographer. She rolled up in an Indy car, took off the helmet, had the long...
Absolute epic hair whip. Whoop.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely breathtaking. Like as all the girls are watching from the windows, she's hitting this movie star hair whip.
Yeah, Mikkel looked big time. Big time contender. Yeah. She looked like a big time contender when she got out of there. My question, again, poke some holes in this. What's the point? She has nothing to do with cars. Why is she in a race car? No. She doesn't know shit about race cars. She's not driving a race car.
One of my favorite parts of the episode is when one of the girls, after she walks in, asks her where she got the race car.
I'll just leave that hanging there. All right, AB, let's go into the mansion and rifle through the rest of this episode. We're trying to keep these under an hour. It's not going to happen. This is the first episode. We're sorry. Ari, just again, he goes and speaks with the group. He acknowledges that they put their lives on hold to spend time with him. AB, he's funny. He's self-deprecating. He's humble. He's energetic. Most importantly, he puts the women at ease.
Yep. He's funny too, Rim. Don't forget about funny.
This is literally the first adjective.
Did you say funny?
Yeah.
Did you say funny? I think you should have said it twice.
The guy's funny. The guy's a funny guy. All right. Chelsea steals him away immediately. Chelsea, the one that looks like Olivia. A little underrated moment here, AB. She's a single mother. She talks about how she's mysterious and made sacrifices to come here. But when Ari asks her about what sacrifices she made specifically, she doesn't say anything about her son. And instead is just like, well, we all made sacrifices. Kind of weird to me.
I wrote here that I think I hate her.
Already at this point.
At this point, I think I sensed something and I hated her.
I thought during all these cutscenes, AB, early on. So the first episode is great because we meet everybody and we can roast the contestants individually. But it also moves pretty quickly. You don't spend a lot of time with any one contestant. There's a lot of backstory. There's just not a lot of time to be had. This episode goes by quickly.
It's very hard for me to keep track of these people at this point. I'm having to flip back and forth between ABC cast bios and fucking having to rewind. It takes hours to watch this first episode.
Folks, it's not an easy gig, recapping these Bachelor episodes. Kendall makes a great point during one of these cutscenes, and I think it should put the kibosh, and maybe Rim and AB need to slow our roll a little bit on people finding love on TV and doubting that. She says, if you can find love on Tinder or dating apps, you can find love on TV. Period.
I've never heard truer words spoken on this TV show. That was a big slap in my face.
But like 5-10 years ago, yeah, it's still not maybe the best way to do it, but it's possible. 5 or 10 years ago, when there wasn't Tinder or when dating apps weren't such a big deal. Listen, folks, when we were kids, online dating seemed like the weirdest thing in the world.
A joke.
Impossible. Like the eHarmony commercials first came out and we were like, what is this snake oil salesman trying to sell us here? That old guy from the eHarmony. And now, like, I'd say the majority of people meet their partners on their phones.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All Brittany T, AB, big moment in the driveway. I think I can tell you're going to like this. They got the kitty car set up. She says, if I win, I get a kiss. They're doing a little race. Not sure what would happen if Ari were to win, but neither here nor there.
This is the first time that I get a good view of Ari's racing skills. He hops in the mini car and dips out on it.
He dips out. He controls the flow of the race. It's about a 100-foot race.
The maneuvering of this mini car is breathtaking.
Yep. And then he's way ahead of her, but he's like waiting. He lets her get ahead, and then he goes behind her and pushes her like, oh, I'm going to push you. But you think as a viewer that he's going to push her over the finish line. No, he pulls even with her, and they basically tie AB.
Yeah. Yep.
But then the kiss happens anyway. Ari kisses Brittany. Make no mistake. There is
Make
something here,
no
AB.
Mistake. These two have some chemistry.
Yeah. But based on this alone, Brittany's here for the long haul.
Yeah, I agree.
Quick note about Kendall, the taxidermy woman, also plays the ukulele. So I think Kendall needs to just move to Portland and find her husband there.
Is the ukulele... I feel like everyone can play the ukulele. Am I wrong in thinking that, Rim?
No, you're
absolutely
right.
I feel like
I can
pick it up and strum an island jam for you right now. I don't...
Yep. AB Kamawakalo Ole. People who get that joke will get that joke. Those who don't, don't. I think you're right. I think there's only three strings and you just hold it and you go...
Yeah, you just strum an island jam. Yeah. Easy.
All right. Now we get to the segment where everybody's doing weird stuff, like force feeding him pineapples, giving him foot baths. Would you take off your shoes and socks and let one of these strangers give you a foot bath in one of those Homedics Bed Bath and Beyond $30 things?
Absolutely. I'd love that.
Okay.
Right. Love a good foot massage.
All right. Jenna, Ari says she's off the wall, AB, or maybe I said that. Ari has no idea what she does for a living. She's a talker. He goes, does she own social media? Does she own a pedicure shop? Jenna's all over the place. All right, let's make this real easy for you. She sells stuff on Instagram. Okay, that is Jenna's profession now, and you helped her achieve it. All you need to know. Some sincere moments with Annalise, AB. What do you got on the mystery woman, the real mystery woman?
Listen, I don't even know what you're talking about in terms of real moments. She started off by saying she's not a nickname kind of person, and that threw me off, because you want to talk about two guys that are nickname people. You're talking about Rim and AB, who solely go off nicknames, and if someone calls us a real name, we don't fuck with it. So no. I'm out on Annalise. Take great offense to what she said also.
If Annalise said that to me, I would go, okay, well, I'm going to call you AL, Alise, something, just mix it up. Or I would like go out of my way to call her a nickname. Well, that's not true. That'd be, you gotta cherish these women in their 30s, AB. There's only like three of them left. You can't treat them badly.
That's true.
First impression, Rose comes out. Chris Harrison, probably been out in the parking lot smoking cigars with the producers, putting in sports bets. With his group chat boys. Single Chris Harrison at like 46. That guy's living the fucking life. He works like 3 hours a day, and he doesn't really have to his bosses are never around, and he's never gotta be on camera. Constantly relaxing. More jealous of Chris Harrison than just about anybody in the world. Anyway, I don't know if you knew this, AB, but when the first impression rose comes out, it starts to get real, okay? Some people haven't had time with Ari yet. Chelsea, as we mentioned, steals some time again, just like Olivia did, AB. Just like Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got on the Chelsea moments?
Chelsea steals Ari and then gets a big-time kiss, Rim. I wasn't expecting... Number one, I was not expecting that. Chelsea seems terrible.
Yeah.
But first kiss and first tongue kiss.
A lot of it. Initiated by Chelsea.
Yeah.
That will leave a lasting impression, no doubt. Mm-hmm. After the kiss, she looks at him and goes, okay, you can go spend time with the other girls now.
This is when Chelsea goes full heel on the show. Once she leaves, she goes and sits down with the girls and she tells them all about it. She goes, okay, so I just talked to Ari the second time, talking to people that hadn't talked to him yet.
She said that and then she goes, it was awesome. He was like the same charming person. Of course,
he's the
just
same.
He talked
to him.
Yeah, pretty impressive that Ari's entire personality didn't change over the course of 2 hours, Chelsea.
Basically rubbing it in everyone's face that she got to talk to him a second time.
And then she pretends that she didn't know people haven't talked to him. You know, everybody's mm-hmm. keeping a running tally.
Yeah, you know what's going on here.
AB, after watching the show for a few years now, I'm ready to declare that if you haven't spoken with the lead by the time, if you didn't speak with the lead on night one, or if you haven't spoken with the lead by the time the first impression rose comes out, that you deserve to go home. You deserve your fate. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Throw manners out the window. Go get your time.
Well, especially because, you know, when we find out that how long these events actually are, like we're watching for an hour, so it seems like there could be some people that will miss it, but really they're there for like 6 hours. So if you aren't talking to them, that's your choice.
Yeah. A couple of quick conversations. Jenny, the graphic designer, drew a picture of Ari. In or out on that move?
What'd you think of the drawing, first of all?
I'm not a good judge of sketches. I'll roast a bad one, but if one's really good, I mean, I don't know. Seems like a lot of people on YouTube can do that, so I'm not impressed. it was good. It
seemed fine.
It was pretty good. It seemed fine. So you asked me that, and your answer is it was fine? You don't have a strong opinion either way?
Okay. Nope. I was just wondering what you thought of it.
Ari was effusive in his praise, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I like doing these recaps because I don't know who got roses. I've seen the episode twice, and I forgot if Jenny got a rose.
I don't remember. As we're going through this list, I don't know who's gotten them and who doesn't.
Too many names.
Too many
Next
right
up,
now.
Tia. I didn't forget Tia. Because I just can't get over the fact that there's another Raven on here. It is ridiculous. They are the same person. We need Tia gone. I don't want to.
No, get her out of here. I'm not going to shortchange Tia like I did Raven. I thought Raven was a joke character from down south with a joke accent.
Whoa.
Not going to make that same mistake again, Rim. This is a contender. Tia's a contender.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I like her more than Raven. Don't get it wrong. Raven, a lot of times, just seemed disinterested to me. And then we saw her in Bachelor in Paradise, and she was a bully. Flat-out bully. So I've had my views change on Raven. Ari says he wants to give the first impression rose to somebody. Now, he's very specific here. To somebody who's shared their story with me, who I've connected with, not just on a physical level, but a great first conversation. Then they go straight to Jenny. Okay? Maybe it was Jenna. I don't remember. Her dad passed away a few years ago, and her dad actually met Ari, and they both, her and her dad, always cheered for him during racing or whatever. AB, what'd you make of this revelation?
I thought this was going to get her pretty far, Rim.
At least a rose.
At least one rose. I liked that she also, you know, got that out there right away. Instead of leaning on it in later episodes, you know, she wasn't looking for sympathy, really.
Yeah. She did kind of almost gloss, like, they didn't show Ari saying, like, oh, I'm so sorry or anything. Like, there was just, like, a rapid fire.
Yeah.
My dad died, but you met him, and he liked you, so that's why. You know what I mean? Still, it was, made me a little uneasy. Dangerous territory, AB. She was pinning her hopes on her deceased father having met her future husband. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then she made a comment at the end of the episode that was kind of heartbreaking, but
very
that's a big hit or miss thing to lay that out there on night one and then to not get a rose. Okay, Becca, they're sitting out on her Mustang. Where'd you get the Mustang? I wonder if Becca owns the Mustang. Listen, people, nobody has anything
nobody
to do
owns
with any
anything.
Of the props.
This is all producer props, folks.
Where'd you get the Indy car?
Stay
I
woke.
Don't know. The fucking we're in LA. And I'm on a TV show. Somebody got me an Indy car. All right. They're sitting in her Mustang. Ari, like we said, intimidated by how cool. She's
so
got
cool.
Ari
she's
by
so
the scruff
cool.
of his neck and is just like, all right, we're going to talk now. She says, what are the three things that make you excited to be alive?
Wow.
What'd you make of this? Ari
what
bombed
a,
this.
What a question. Yeah, I'd say Ari completely bombed it. What a question, though.
Yeah, that's a question from someone who climbs rocks.
Yeah,
for fun.
She's lived,
seen some things, done some things. Oh, you and I, we're never climbing a rock. Period.
No,
nope, not even close. Ari's first answer is excitement. Mm. You could not come up with a worse answer. Like, what's your favorite type of pizza? Pizza? That's not good enough. But I like that she's not scared of him, AB. Okay, she immediately calls him out. She's like, excitement makes you excited to be alive? A lot of other contestants would have just let
would
him
just
keep
laughed.
Going.
Yep.
Yep. Not even laugh. Wouldn't have acknowledged that it was a dumb answer. She was like, dude, Ari, what the fuck was that? Big fan of this interplay.
What the hell? That's not an answer.
Anyway, overall, just thought Ari botched this. Oh. She goes, what three things make you excited to be alive? And he said, adrenaline and pizza.
And excitement.
No, not good enough, Ari. Again, he's intimidated. She's a cool, yeah. She's basically like a cool, she's not a teenager, but she's how I feel around like cool guy teens. I'm like, God, yeah. These guys are so
God,
cool.
That guy's fucking way cooler than
You're
me.
You're so cool. You're cooler than I ever was. I don't know how to act. I'm scared of you. All right, here we go. First impression, Rose AB. Who did you think was going to get it?
Chelsea, producer pick.
Oh, AB just shell-shocked me with the knowledge.
That's what I thought. That's what I wrote down right here. This is going to be a producer pick. There's a fire brewing in the Bachelor mansion. It's time to throw a little gasoline and a match on it.
Wow. Great insight. Great insight because I basically forgot about the concept of producer picks.
You could see and feel the vibe around Chelsea. Was people were starting, they were ready to explode. So what do you do in that situation? You throw the match on it, Rim.
That's a fact. That was a pretty, you totally changed my whole mind. I was like, at first I was going to be like,
care?
Oh, I didn't
Ari,
give
a fuck.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I said, Ari, do you have anyone you want to pick? And he goes, I don't really care. And then they said, how about Chelsea? And then he went and got the rose and gave it to her.
That's a producer pick, period.
It's a producer pick. Producer pick.
That helps my narrative of Ari, too.
You think she deserved it or he has the best connection with her because they kissed? No.
Oh, my God. All right. The one thing I noted about Chelsea is she goes, I'm not competitive by nature, but when I see something I want, I go after it. That is a classic Bachelor villain line. I think Olivia said that word for word.
I feel like Corinne said that, too.
Yep.
I see what I want, I go get it.
I go after it. Okay. Wow. Producer pick, period. Rimin AB in full agreement. All right. Let's go to the rose ceremony. The roses in order. Becca K. First rose. You think that's a big deal when you give someone the first rose.
As we're going through this, let's say if they're a contender at all.
Good idea because I have asterisks next to the people I like and I think are contenders. Becca K, asterisk. She's a contender for sure.
Yeah.
Marique, not a contender. Our silence means not a contender. Kendall. Lauren G. Crystal. Let's take a quick break, AB. You think the order of the roses matters?
I do.
Okay. So the
not
first
these
few.
First not I think these early episodes, they matter the least.
Okay. That makes sense.
But I still think like the first couple people, those ones mattered.
Crystal. Not a contender from Crystal. Wow. I agree. I went into this season thinking if you saw, we'll talk about this later, but if you saw our Instagram preview, our half-assed Instagram preview, I thought Crystal was a top three contender. She talked her way out of it. To put it rudely, she talked her way out of it. Becca M.
Obviously,
big time contender.
Yep.
Lauren S. I put contender. We haven't talked about her at all, but I put contender. I liked her.
Yeah.
CN.
Listen, Rim. There's going to be a Lauren that's in the final four. It's just number. That's stats.
That's statistics for you. We got a couple of stats, guys. Next up, CN. Bold asterisk.
Contender.
By CN. Period. Okay. Caroline. Also contender.
Contender. You know I'm a Caroline guy.
Yep. Brittany T. Contender.
Contender.
Whoa, Rimin AB, here we go.
Wow,
here we go. There's one coming up that I think we'll disagree on. Bibiana. Annalise. Did you put not contender for Annalise?
Pass.
Wow, Rimin AB. That's amazing. I figured Annalise would be a popular. I've got like 10 or 12 contenders, so the fact that Annalise
is in there. I have a bunch.
Valerie. Jacqueline. I already said I think Jacqueline's a sleeper.
I think Jacqueline's a contender, too.
Jenny. Lauren B.
Hold up.
Whoa. Jenny?
Jenny? I'm going to put her in the contender pile.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, the fact that you call it a pile means you don't take it very seriously. All right. Disagree on that. Ashley? Tia? Nothing on Tia.
I think she's a contender.
Okay, you're playing fast and loose, AB.
Yeah, I'm tossing out contenders like crazy here.
I could tell by the look on your face that you didn't mark her as a contender, but now you're just throwing her in there. All right, and last but not least, probably least, I'd say definitely least, is Mikkel.
Not a contender.
Not a contender at all. She's gone next episode. Major faux pas from Mikkel, AB. I hate when the final rose recipient makes a show of it. Hate it.
Yep, she comes with the "why'd you do that to me?" as girls are bawling behind her.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that so much. I hate that. There's a woman who just revealed that her dead father met Ari, and you're like, "Oh, why'd you do that to me?" If someone would have did that, I swear to God, I would have withheld their rose. I would have come up here, Mikkel, and actually see your way out, because it was so rude.
That is a situation. You walk up there silently. You quietly tell them that you accept the rose. You give them a small, you know, respectful, quick hug, and you walk your ass back to the line, period.
Yeah. Yes.
And hug someone that's going home.
My goodness.
Christ.
I hate that. Remini B, you know, we make some off-color jokes here, but have some decorum in the rose room, please. Enough of Mikkel. No roses. Nysha. Olivia. Brittany J. Jessica, whose dad met him. She was crying.
Stunned. I'm going to tell you what. I was stunned that she went home. I know we toss around stunned a lot, and this, I mean, I really wasn't that stunned, but I was stunned.
I was stunned too. She had to get a rose one day.
One rose. One measly rose, Ari. You can't give her that. She just told you that her dad died and her dad had met you.
Or if you, like, really couldn't replace any of the people who got a rose, just ask for another rose. There's no rules here.
There's no rules. It's all up to you, Ari.
What, did she fart or something? How is this possible that she didn't get a rose? Jessica.
I don't get it.
Amber, who I don't remember at all. Bree, who I don't remember at all. And then Lauren J. AB, I don't use the word staggering a lot, but this was staggering for him to get rid of Lauren J. She's the oldest contestant, presumably the most mature, the only one within 3 years of Ari's age. Really bad look for Ari here. Really bad.
Ari is into young girls, folks. The quicker you get that through your head and you're fine with it, the quicker you're going to enjoy this show.
The phrase young girls is probably not the one to use, but he's...
No, here's the other thing.
He obviously doesn't know all their ages, right? But even such, you could tell that Lauren J was in her 30s. Like, you could just tell. She had that air about her. She's not here for the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the Lawrence to get rid of, that was not the one, in my opinion.
No, really wasn't.
Did you watch coming up on this season of The Bachelor?
Nah, here's the thing, Rem. I don't... I kind of watch them. So, and I would suggest this of other people, too. How I watch it, Rem, I kind of squint my eyes like this, and then I cover them, like, with both hands, but I kind of have some space in between my fingers so I can still kind of see, because I want to see what's going to happen, but I don't want to see the faces of the people that it's happening to, because it's riddled with spoilers.
Yes.
Yes. If you watch that, you're going to see who's the final, like, four people, and I don't want to have anything to do with that. So I just cover my eyes, I squint my eyes so I can't really see. I can just see, like, oh, that's a blonde girl, that's a brunette. But no. I'm not watching that. That's how I'm watching it the rest of this season.
Wow. Everyone should do that.
That's how,
because
you do
I
it.
Watch it. I watch it, and I have,
you can't have your
six
eyes
spoilers.
Completely open. You cannot see the faces of the people that are shown in these episodes, in these coming up next. You can't do it, especially these early episodes where they show you like the entire season. Mm-mm.
Yeah, sucks. It sucks. I'm glad you did that, because I didn't, and it ruined some things to me. It's fine to show the lead telling someone, "Oh, this could be the start of our love story," or "I'm in love with you," or
you can't show
on a
people
date.
Saying
but
they love
show the
you.
Faces. AB, they show the faces of
they
the person
showed-
he's telling.
I didn't see the faces, but I heard the people say that they loved him. That means you're going at least four more episodes with those people. No. And you know who they are. I don't.
Yeah, it sucks. That sucks. There were some fun post-show gags with Sean Lowe. I don't know if you saw that. Kind of some fun stuff there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And something about a boyfriend showing up to take back his girlfriend.
Yep, I
and
saw
it
that
sounded
too.
Like it was late in the season, too.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was the final episode. That's obviously not going to be the case, but that's what it seemed.
All right. AB, overall thoughts on the episode? No, you know what? Save them to the end. Let's go to the mailbag. Let's go to the mailbag.
Ooh.
Once again, we encourage you to text us with your thoughts, your insights, your questions, anything that is in a spoiler to the mailbag, okay? 773-234-7794. Be sure to leave your name and your location. Otherwise, we're not going to know who you are or where you're from. A couple comments here, AB. Olivia in Michigan thinks Becca isn't revealing her age because she's some sort of fairy that's actually thousands of years old, which is also a possibility. Listen.
That's incredible.
I just watched Bright. Did you see Bright on Netflix
no.
yet? Okay, well, there's a lot of orcs and fairies and stuff, so that's a possibility. Mary in Charlotte, North Carolina. Any chance AB has a counter of Ari checking out the girls' butts as they walked inside? I don't know why Mary thinks you would have that counter. That seems like something I would do.
That sounds like a rim counter, not my counter.
Yeah. Maybe he has a wife and kids. He's not going to count the butt looks. But anyway, seemed like an unusually high percentage. Agree or disagree with Mary from Charlotte?
Completely agree. Like I said, I think he forgot after they would walk away that he was still on camera and still mic'd up.
Yep. Leia in Los Angeles. Interesting reader text here, AB. Do we think Ari claiming he'll never end up selling out on Instagram is a ploy to make him seem like a hotter commodity in order to tempt bigger name brands with more sponsorship money into convincing him to make an exception for them? Something tells me he's a savvy businessman versus genuine. What's your take?
I would agree with you if I didn't just look up Ari's net worth.
What is it?
Do you want to hear his net worth?
I sure should.
There's multiple sources out there. I've looked at them all. I scoured the internet this morning trying to find his net worth.
Just a caveat, the Googling a person's name followed by net worth, probably the most inaccurate Google there is, but we do it anyway. Yeah. AB, what's the number?
No, it wasn't just that. I went to like three or four websites, different reputable places that I know. It is anywhere between 2 to 5 million.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Does that sound like a guy that's looking for Instagram, you know, ads? I don't think so.
And not only that, if he were 2 to 5 million and 25 years old, he could build a big, big, big following over the next couple of years
yeah.
and make a worthwhile sum of money. He probably does not have a big following to be in. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. And also, like, he's going to be 37 soon, presumably
yeah.
married. Like, there's not a lot of meat on that. The Instagram bone for him.
I get the feeling that this is one of the most genuine leads of the Bachelor and Bachelorette
sure.
franchise right now. Whether you like him or not, he doesn't have a lot to gain. Like everyone, like if you become the Bachelor or Bachelorette, for most of these people, it is a huge, huge deal. But for Ari, he's a millionaire, and he's a successful realtor based on what I've read, and he was a person that made the top of a sport, a professional sport. He raced in the Indy 500. Like, he, out of all the people that have done this show and been the leads on this show, he's one that does not need the fame or the money from it.
Beautifully said. Let's compare him to Nick. Nick, like, basically didn't, no one knew what Nick did for a living, because I'm not sure he did anything at the time.
Yeah, I don't think he did
anything. He's already acting. He clearly, with a reputation, was not in it to find the
yeah.
person he was going to marry. Nothing about Nick Vile. He left a lot of boxes blank for an ideal bachelor. Those same boxes Ari checks. And AB said it best. He's not, Ari needs this fame less than maybe anyone who has ever been a part of this franchise. Ari's not going to be an actor.
No.
He's got gray hair and he doesn't act. He's just going to be a guy in Arizona. We probably won't. And people say, oh, I haven't seen Ari in so long. And that was a criticism of him becoming The Bachelor. That means he's been out of The Bachelor world.
He
which
didn't
is
care
like a
to
positive.
Stay in it.
Yeah. You don't want Bachelor in Paradise people or people going back on their second time around as a contestant on the show. I mean, that's just a naked trying to stay relevant. And Ari didn't do any of that. Okay, quick prediction time, AB. Will Ari find true love?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Who are your personal favorites so far? The contestants you like watching the most?
Like watching or who I think is going to go farther?
Like watching.
I'm a big Caroline fan.
Okay.
I'm obviously a Becca fan.
B-E-K-A-H.
Yep. I am a Britney fan.
Which Britney? Young Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash. Yep.
Okay.
The other one's
Britney
gone.
Went home, I think. Okay.
The other one's went home. And Sienna. Or Cien. Okay. Is that her name? How do you say it? Cien?
Cien.
Yep. Those are my favorites.
You named
and
four.
I hate Chelsea, but in terms of viewing, I want her on here as long as possible.
She could be good. A villain with a kid at home is really something I can get into.
It's unprecedented. Unprecedented. Never seen anything like this before.
The mothers and fathers are always faces on these shows.
Yeah.
And this one's a heel.
Wow.
My three favorites are everyone that you named except Caroline. Caroline's fine, but the other three are CN, Brittany, and Becca. I mean, Becca's on borderline must-watch TV at this point. She's like the Baker Mayfield to use a college football analogy. She's the Baker Mayfield. And it's going to, just like Baker Mayfield, it's going to end with tears on national TV, and I can't wait for it. Okay. Top contenders. Two top contenders. Who you think? Contenders. Not ones you like watching, but contenders.
My top two contenders are CN and Becca.
Becca with a K. The other Becca is actually Becca K. So Becca with a K.
Excuse me?
Okay, that was very confusing. CN and
excuse
Pixie
me?
Becca.
Pixie the girl
Becca.
We've been talking about the whole time.
Yes, yes. Well, I said Becca K because she spells her name with a K, but the other Becca
yeah, but the
is
other
literally
one's last
Becca
name
K.
is Becca K.
Yes, so K. That was very sorry about that. Yeah, I think CN is a contender. I think Becca... I don't think Becca's a hometowns contender, but I think she's close.
Really?
No. No.
Okay. You think he's going to find out about her age and the backlash is going to be too much?
No, I think he's going to find... The age thing will probably be a classic Bachelor tease where it builds up into this big moment and then it's like not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I do think weighing that against other contenders, that will play a role. I don't think it'll be like, you're only 22, go home. Because he's given roses to 23-year-olds, so not that big deal. I like other Becca, too. She just seems normal, which I think is a positive.
That's kind of why I liked Caroline. That's why I got her as my, my third favorite.
I was going to say Caroline just now. Caroline and Jacqueline. I think Jacqueline's a good contender, too. Anyway, we just rehashed our contenders bit. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. Rosecast, yes. Live tweeting is back, AB, even during the national championship game next week. Gonna have two TV set up, no big deal. Also, follow on Instagram if you don't mind, Rosecast Podcast, I believe. AB, quick mention of that Instagram story I tried to do yesterday. What a cluster that. What a disaster.
Fucking disaster.
I tried to get cute with it, folks. It's still up. If you're listening and it won't be up by the time this comes out. There was like 150 slides I made with like our comments and stuff. It just took too long to put together. Never going to do that again. We're going to find a happy medium that's a reasonable amount of time to send into something that goes away after 24 hours. Anyway, AB, also
hey, Rim,
on Facebook.
You want to talk about the Fantasy League?
Oh, yes. Forgot about the Fantasy League. You're
I got
in
the leader.
It, right?
I got the leader. Yeah, I'm in it. I got the leaders here.
Wait, did they update the standings? I just checked and they weren't.
Standings are here. Yep, I got the standings right here. I got the numbers.
Okay, yes,
you want
yes.
The numbers?
The Instagram, they're the.
Number
the,
one?
Hold on. Chill out. I got to tell people how to get onto it first.
Okay,
all right, just
yeah.
Go number one.
No. You go into your thing.
All right. We have a league called Rosecast Nation on the ABC official fantasy game on abc.com. You can still join. You can make your final four picks until week four. So yep. Even though you missed last night's like 50 available points or whatever, first off, I'm terrible at that. It's a bloodbath every week for me. I get one question right. So you can definitely beat us and you can still be a contender because the money's in the final four picks.
And also before I go into the numbers, we'll read off the winners from each week as well to give you a list.
Well, we're giving a prize away. We just don't know what the prize is yet.
Yep.
We'll figure it out.
And there's plenty of time. Even if you haven't filled out, like, I only got 30 points in this week, Rim.
What do I got, 10? 20?
No, big rims. Yeah, you got 30. You got the same as me. Never mind.
Just FYI, every week until she gets a rose, I'm going to do Becca as the rose the one-on-one date rose recipient. I just like Becca, click, click, every time.
In first place, we got a tie with 60 points. Aggie Pride and Ari Not Sorry.
Couple of good names there. Couple of cheaters, though. If you get them all right, you cheated. That's a fact.
Well, that was the other thing I was gonna say is don't use spoilers while you're in this.
Yeah, you'll lose all the respect.
You lose all the respect.
Okay, so congratulations to those two for their week one championship, which I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. AB, last thing I want to mention here. Also, Facebook page, which not many people like because we don't pay that much attention to it. But if people start paying attention to it, we'll update it more. AB. Are there any kind of refer a mom programs going on this month? Is there any specials? We've got new year, new you, new month, January 2.
New year, new you. I don't know. You tell me.
No, that's the whole bit is that I asked you and then you tell me. Anyway, yes. Please refer your friends.
I think it's refer. Yeah, it's last month was refer a mom. Now it's refer your dad.
Nope. It's actually, nope, we're not doing
is
that.
It the,
actually,
is it refer a parent that has a group, like, Facebook account? Like, your mom and dad?
Yep, that's it. Yep, you hit the nail on the head. People, it's refer a old couples with shared Facebook accounts month. Good call. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.